is The Full Spectrum. The show provides a wide range of news and competing opinions. The commentaries, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed by segment hosts and guests do not necessarily represent those of WJSU-FM, Jackson State University, or its administrators. The content of this program is for informational and/or entertainment value only and not meant as an endorsement or recommendation in lieu of professional guidance on relevant topics.
It's the full spectrum. It's the full spectrum. We got news, entertainment, interviews, and so much more. It's the full.
On today's show, Wells Fest 2018 gets ready to tee off. Spectrum. Welcome to The Full Spectrum for Monday, September 17th. I'm your host, Dwayne Doty. It's the 35th annual Wells Fest this year. Kicks off September 29th. Lots of events going on. This year's recipient is it a scholarship, Pastor Brazier?
No, it's just a beneficiary, what we call a beneficiary, where they send in a grant application in November of the year prior, and through a selection process, people are chosen, their organizations are chosen through our Wells Fest Beneficiary Committee.
Okay, and that recipient this year is Growing Up Knowing. You just heard from Associate Pastor at Wells United Methodist Church, Reverend Dr. John Brazier. We're also joined today from Growing Up Knowing by Kenya Hawthorne, who's the program facilitator, and Leah Wittenberg, who's a program specialist. Welcome to you all.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks,
okay,
Dwayne.
So Pastor Brazier, talk to us about Wells Fest and how it came to be.
Man, Wells Fest initially began, Malcolm White, who's a state tourism director, who also co-owner of Howlin' Miles with his brother, and Howlin' Miles, you know, St. Patty's Day Parade, that guy, was an attendee at Wells, and Keith Tonkle, our pastor, who was there for 49 years, passed away a year ago this last March, did his wedding. And Keith never took an honorarium for weddings, funerals, anything. That's just Keith. And so Malcolm said, we're going to do something for the church. And so they organized what was the first Wells Fest. And that was held at Millsaps, right there on the college campus on the side by Woodrow Wilson and North Street. And then the next year, when they decided to have it again, they moved it to the park over at where the Mississippi Children's Museum of Art is and where the golf course is over there off Lakeland Drive. And then the fourth year subsequently moved to where it is now, Jamie Fowler Boyle Park.
And, wow.
That's how it started. And it was Jackson's first music festival. You mentioned this is the 35th year. And except for 1 year in those 35 years, all the money has gone to another beneficiary. The church only received it. The church needed a roof back in the mid-80s. And so the money that was raised
fair.
In.
Hey, that seems fair,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they put a new roof on. But over $1.5 million has been raised in 35 years for various beneficiaries.
Wow. And before I get to the young ladies from Growing Up Knowing, I wanted to ask you one more thing. You've
sure.
got to, after 35 years, you must get a lot of applications for people who would like to be the beneficiary. How did Growing Up Knowing beat out the rest of the pack?
I can't answer that because I'm not on that committee. That is a committee entirely separate. Wells Fest is actually a different branch of Wells Memorial United Methodist Church. And so Wells Fest, they have an organizational committee, and then they have just a beneficiary selection committee. and they review anywhere between 25, 30, 40 grants requests a year.
Wow.
It's not an easy process. The grant application process, they limit you as to how much you can write, and so you have to be very succinct. And so even just like getting past that step is known as being difficult.
Wow. Kenya, talk to us about growing up knowing. What kind of work do you do there?
Well, Growing Up Knowing is a program that is cross-generational. So what we do is we give students and parents the tools that they need in order to live a more healthy life as far as sex is concerned, as far as communication is concerned. And we teach our children how to live safer lives. We teach them about their bodies and about boundaries. So our goal is to help increase awareness about ourselves, about what's going on in the world, and finding a way to make the children and the parents join together in order to create safer living and lives for our kids.
Well, that's commendable, and it really seems timely because, as you know, Mississippi has one of the highest rates of sexually transmitted diseases. So this is really great, and I really am happy that the religious community is finally engaging in this. It's a difficult subject to talk about, but the work you guys are doing is so necessary. We've got to take a break, but we will be back. We're talking with the folks from Growing Up Knowing and Pastor Brazier. We'll be right back.
And I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
The weathercasts on WJSU are underwritten by Ingalls Shipbuilding in Pascagoula, Mississippi. Ingalls is an equal opportunity employer, hiring electricians, machinists, ship fitters, pipe fitters, and pipe welders. Positions are union represented. Information at 888-935-1507 or the Ingalls website at huntingtoningalls.com/careers.
Support of this program is made in part by from sore throats and fevers to annual wellness visits and more specialized care, Merit Health Medical Group has you covered with more than 30 primary care and specialty practices across the Jackson and Vicksburg metropolitan areas. Merit Health Medical Group providers offer care with your schedule in mind. Walk-ins are welcome at all primary care practices. Same day or next day appointments are available at 844-MS-MERIT. That's 844-MS-MERIT, because there's merit in convenient care.
Welcome back to The Full Spectrum on Cool and Current WJSU. I'm your host, Dwayne Doty, and we're talking with Reverend Dr. John Brazier from the Wales United Methodist Church and from Growing Up Knowing, Kenya Hawthorne, Program Facilitator, and Leah Wittenberg, Program Specialist. I wanted to ask you ladies more about Growing Up Knowing and what kind of work do you do? How do you interact with young people from across the state?
Mm-hmm. So, like Kiana was saying, we have two signature programs. So one, the one that started about 4 years ago, is basically a comprehensive sex ed program for teens and their parents or caregivers. And so it's four sessions, about 2 hours each, and we bring it at no cost to partner organizations. So we
across the state.
So we are, we've been in Batesville and Meridian, and we're in talks with other places. And so we're really hoping that through Wells Fest, and like the incredible media, the outreach that it's had, we will be able to increase our footprint in the state because we are statewide, but mainly in the Jackson area.
Pastor Brazier, talk to me about how important it is to be engaged with these kind of social issues. And do you ever get any pushback from parishioners about what kinds of issues they want to be engaged in?
I think if there's any place that you don't get any pushback, it's Wells. Wells' pastor that we mentioned earlier, Keith Tonkel, for 49 years, had a mantra that was called loving, caring, and sharing. And when he was actually sent to the church to kind of close it in the late 60s, because it was the changing area then, you know, the Jackson Mall was kind of new, but it was still fixing to be on the way out, you know, because they were building Metro Center and 220 and all that, you know. But the church always kept, you're talking about footprints, always kept its footprint in that community. We currently do a food pantry, and we do the three zip codes right around the church area. Last year, our beneficiary was Methodist Children's Homes, raised over $70,000 for them.
Wow.
Of which they're fixing to dedicate some new apartment spaces and some renovated living spaces at their campus. I've only been at Wells since 2014, but grew up in Jackson, knew about Keith Tonkel, pastored a Baptist church for a while, and was on some committees with Keith, and to have been able to work with him and then see. It is incredible how many man hours and how many people it takes to pull Wells Fest off. And I think that's part of the reasons why sometimes the application process can be so tedious. It'll take close to 700 volunteers to make this thing happen.
Wow. But you have established yourself, so it's worth it. The fact that you even have 700 volunteers attests to something.
Well, you asked a minute ago, you know, about the church staying connected. Our church is what I call a church of aging hippies. You know, we would love to have some younger folks there and be a part of what we're doing, but there was a resolve to do what's right, first and foremost, but also in any way we can help others who are trying to help other people in the same kind of desire to make people better. You know, our nation's become so polarized because everybody wants to think somebody's right. There ought to be a point in time where you see something that's beneficial for kids and their families that they're not getting. And so what better way than to reach out through an organization that has as their calling to do that?
Right.
It's a partnership.
Kenya, talk to me about what you guys want to do moving forward. If you get $70,000 or however much it turns out to be, what kind of needs do you have in order to be able to get your message out to more people?
Well, we're hoping with the funds that we'll be able to increase our facilitator training. We're hoping to develop our professional trainings. We're hoping to spread out farther in the state. We're hoping to collaborate with more organizations and get the resources that we need so that we are always up to date as far as content is concerned. And we're always, and we'll have facilitators who know exactly what to say and how to say it. And that comes with training. And, you know, with training, to get the best people, you have to pay for it.
It's interesting to me also, I was asking Pastor Brazier, but with you guys, when you talk about, first of all, let's break it into two groups. When you're talking to the young people about sexual matters and then to their parents, and this is a discussion, maybe one of the reasons these rates are so high is because it's not something people talk about a lot. So engaging in that subject, where are you finding that these young people are in their headspace?
Well, one thing that I think is awesome about our program is we are the only program that uses the adults and the children in the same setting. So what we do as far as the middle school curriculum that Leah was talking about, the first two sessions we have the students all by themselves. We have the boys and the girls, and we have the parents in one room. The third and fourth session we bring everyone together, and we start talking about different activities. We start talking about communication. We start talking about protection. And we do that in the elementary school program. Also, with that program, everyone is together. And so to do that, that helps make sure that the communication lines are open and everyone is getting the same information.
And I would think after being in that setting, that might help foster further communication between those young people and their parents.
For sure. We actually spoke at Wells Fest about our, at Wells Church, premature.
It's, okay. it's one in the same.
It feels like it. about our programs, and we had a family who belongs to Wells Church who had participated in the past, and this, he's now a ninth grade boy, got up and talked to everyone about how it was so helpful to learn about drugs and alcohol and putting on a condom and just like in front of all these people. Dwayne's looking around.
She said condom.
I have to look for cues over there.
I got you.
No, I wasn't shocked by that. I really, I admire.
That was the cue, right? Yeah. Hello.
Time for a commercial.
Thanks for shopping.
I just wanted to.
We'll be right back from Trojan.
I really admire you guys for doing this, mm-hmm. though, and hopefully as time goes on, we will see a reduction mm-hmm. in those numbers associated with sexually transmitted diseases, because it really, for us to have one of the smaller populations, at least statewide in the country, for us to have the fourth highest rate of sexually transmitted disease is it's a little out of whack. Mm-hmm. It's a little out of whack. We're going to take another break, but we'll be back. We're talking Wells Fest 2018 and growing up knowing.
Support of this program is made in part by Griffith Financial Services, helping Jacksonians with their retirement and life plans, as well as critical, chronic, and terminal illness protection. Griffith Financial Services is available at 800-361-6542 or griffithfinancialservices.com. For a consultation today, the More tab is at your fingertips. Support of WJSU comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and listeners like you. Thanks for making programming possible. Pledge online anytime at WJSU.org.
Welcome back to the Full Spectrum on Cool and Current WJSU. I'm your host, Dwayne Doty, and we're talking Growing Up Knowing and Wells Fest 2018. And Pastor Brazier, they're going to be over three big events.
Oh, yeah.
Starting on September 29th. Tell us about it.
Yeah. Well, let me first say this. I grew up knowing that the best jazz in Mississippi was on 88.5.
Hey.
When I was a kid growing up, one of my good friends turned me on to Grover Washington Jr. Live at the Bijou, which is in Philadelphia. This is the late 79. And he said, man, Brazier, because, you know, at the time he was listening to ZZQ. And then all of a sudden you found jazz. And then he goes, I don't have any jazz albums. I can't go out and buy, you know, cassettes and 8-tracks and this. Long story short is I started listening to 88.5 WJSU. And it changed my world.
Hey,
now, as far as Wells Fest will change your world. Simply, it's three events. Today is Monday, September 17th. This coming Thursday is the Wells Fest Golf Tournament. There's still openings there if you'd like to do that. That's at 1 o'clock shotgun start at Live Oaks Golf Club. $100 a person, $400 a team. That's this Thursday, September 20th. Then on Tuesday, September 25th, at Dueling Hall, this thing kind of morphed into its own self. It used to be part of Wells Fest, and then it got so big they had to create its own night. So at Dueling Hall is art night, and you have art from literally all over the world that will be auctioned. Wyatt Waters, and I think maybe somebody said Kit Fields also.
Ellen Langford,
mm-hmm. Yes, is going to be doing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So, and those paintings will be auctioned off at the end once everything, but there's walk up, there's pieces you can just bid on, there's pieces you can just buy. It's in a very cool area, Fondren right there at Dueling Hall. And then the big festival itself is Saturday, September the 29th The 5K run is that morning, and that will be on the same side right there by what is Smith-Wills Stadium. And then the pet parade is at 9:30. So my wife likes to bring me and walk me. But we'll have that. And then at 10 o'clock, there'll be two separate stages. So while one stage is playing, the other stage is getting ready. So it's continuously music happening from 10 o'clock to 5 o'clock. If you want to give me 2 seconds, I can run through the list.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. All right, at 10 o'clock, Wells Fest Welcome. That's with our very own Bob Gates, who looks like Willie Nelson but is not. Then we got the new Bourbon Street Jazz Band, which is New Orleans jazz. Then followed by the Jackson Gypsies. I want to see these folks. The acoustic Latin jazz. Mm. And then Steve Chester and Andrew Pates and Friends, which is rock and country blues. Steel Heart featuring Gina Steele at 12:30. 1:15 These Days featuring Jewel Bass. I grew up and I listened to a little bit of Jewel Bass when I was growing up around here as well. Traveling Jane at 2 o'clock. And this is one of the dudes that I really love right here. Meredith, you and Deshondra got to get in on this. Little Jesse Robinson and Friends playing. That will be some good stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. And Meredith is clapping.
And then the best name band, right, is right here, Space Wolf.
Okay. Yes.
You know, give me a howl for that one, right? That's indie rock band, and then the Time to Move band is at 4:15. So that's the breakdown of Wells Fest. You got vendors, you got people selling stuff, you got food, you got coffee houses, you got plant houses, you got cotton candy, you got all kinds of stuff that you can send your kids to do while you listen to music.
Kenya, you know, people will be out there having a good time. How do you plan to talk to them about sex and young people?
Well, what we plan to do is we absolutely plan to volunteer at Wells Fest. We are going to have people out there that will be handing out our brochures and information. And then we'll also be talking. You know, our thing is we believe that if we can establish relationships with parents and children, we have done a huge thing.
You know, Pastor Brazier, maybe I'm getting older, but I can't remember all that you said, so you got to give me a website so that I can go check it out for myself.
I can definitely do that. Yeah, it's Wells Church. That's one word, WellsChurch.org, and go to the Wells Fest tab and click on that. And anything you would ever want to know about Wells Fest, the beginnings, the middle, the end, ketchup is a delicacy, all those kinds of things you can find on that website.
Nice. Leah, talk to me about what you would like to see happen that day in terms of getting the word out about you guys. And also, let me know, people who are interested in learning more about Growing Up Knowing, you guys must have a website as well.
Yes. So like Kiana said, actually every single one of our board members will be volunteering that day. And they're also helping set up before and after, take down the festival. And so we're very proud of that. And we will also have a tent there so you can come and say hi, get information. And as far as if anyone's listening and you want to partner with us, also our elementary program, which we talked about a little, is abuse and bullying prevention. And that's just 1 hour, one time. We bring it to your church. We were at Obama and Pecan Park last week. We're going to be at McLeod Elementary this week. So we're kind of bringing that all around. So if that sounds interesting to you, you can go to our website, growingupknowing.org. We also are on Facebook, Growing Up Knowing, Instagram, Growing Up Knowing, Twitter, Grow Up Knowing. A little Growing Up Knowing was taken.
If over the past 30 seconds, I have grown, and I know.
Okay. And now you won't forget.
And now I won't forget. This is a good mix here. Congratulations to the organization. I know you say you weren't involved in the choice, but this seems like a really good choice.
Well, I mean, you know, when you're part of Wells Church, you're part of the choice, but, you know, it's – The committee comes to the church and said, this is who we've chosen, and everybody gets in. I mean, there's so much camaraderie and companionship that happens. And I will tell you this, and I don't know if y'all have noticed it, and you don't have to say if you haven't, but one of the things that I've realized in the partnerships that I've been a part of is the kinship and the fostering of relationships that happens with the beneficiary and the people at Wells, because the people of Wells take ownership of it. And that's the only way it can happen, Dwayne.
And as you said earlier, there is a lot of tension in the country now, a lot of people talking past each other, so it's really good.
Well, look, if you can go to a football game and sit next to somebody you don't know, and when your team does well, you give them a high five, and you never think twice about it because that you're pulling for the same tribe, right? You know, if we can lay down those barriers, and I think that's one of the things that Wells has always tried to do. You know, from the time Keith Tonkel signed the documents of inclusion back in the mid-60s to now, we continue to try to cross those lines that people continually want to draw in the sand. And we don't really take to that too kindly.
Okay, so just to remind everybody one more time, Wells Fest, lots of events going on, right. Golf tournament, the art night, and the big event on September 29th. Go to wellsfest.com.
No, go to wellschurch.org.
Wellschurch.org.
And then the Wells Fest tab, click on that, and it's right there. And it'll also have a link to Growing Up Knowing on there.
Oh, okay, so you can kill two birds with one stone. Yeah. But
you can also donate if you may not be able to make it to the festival. And you'd like to donate to the cause of Growing
Love
Up
it.
Knowing,
Thank
you can do it there.
And if you want to find out more about Growing Up Knowing, I messed up one address. Go.
growingupknowing.org.
All right. Well, see, that's what I was going to say. There you go. Well, it's been wonderful having everyone here.
Thank
Kenya
you,
Hawthorne from Growing Up Knowing.
Thank you.
Program facilitator Leah Wittenberg from Growing Up Knowing, program specialist, and the one and only Reverend Dr. John Brazier.
I like
from
the way you say that.
The Wells United Methodist Church. You guys have to come again.
That'd be fun.
We love
props, right. Props to the engineers in there, man.
Yeah,
great.
They're great. Meredith is a busy woman now. She doesn't do the board a lot.
Yeah, the Chandra's nice right over her shoulder saying,
yeah,
do this.
Yeah. All right.
It.
That's our show for today. Don't forget to catch Metro Morning Live with Rob J tomorrow at 7 and again at 10 on JSU TV, Comcast Channel 14. You can also live stream their show on Facebook. Just type in Jackson State TV, one word. We'll be back tomorrow at 4 with more of the Full Spectrum right here on FM 88.5. And you can catch our live stream on WJSU.org. Up next, Latin Jazz with your host, Dale Morris. Have a great evening. We'll be right back.